something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Pamela Cookie has been speaking to us with her thoughts on the tournament.
Pam, days away from the World Cup now. We've already seen the mood in camp and things are pretty good, so that's going to be key, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You want to go into a competition just like this, the World Cup in Liverpool on your home back garden, going into that competition feeling as one, as a group, and the girls in the squad really look like they're really gelling and they're enjoying being around each other.
Things have been really nice building up to it, and you would assume that these kind of times you're just about reaching the peak.
Yeah, that's where you want to be. Obviously, so the girls that have played in our BNSL Super League would have finished week in, week out a couple of weeks back. So they've been just in the training camp doing their bit. And then you've got the ones coming over from the Suncorp League who have been playing back-to-back more recently. So it's bringing those two groupings together to put out that performance.
Tracy's given debuts to Fran and Nat Panagari as well. What kind of a season do you think they've had?
Fran's been awesome for Wasps. She's such a smart defender. She has had a really good partnership with Hannah Knights, and how she's played that goal defence position, but also had stint at wing defence as well. She's tall, she's rangy, and she's got great timing. So she's really blossomed over these past couple of seasons, and especially this season. So well-deserved place. Nat, also been fab for Lightning, mainly playing wing defence and a bit centre as well. So she's really come on form to kind of help solidify their centre court and being that link in bringing that ball through the defence. Her work rate with that back four combination and the tenacity, she's come out with balls for someone so small, as you could say for her. The balls that she gets, you wouldn't think were achievable.
When we spoke to Lindsay Keeble a bit earlier on in the week, she was able to reminisce about her debut. The first game properly, walking out, the crowds, the national anthem, what kind of feeling did that give you?
Oh, it's goosebumps just thinking about it now. You're wearing your red dress that you've worked so hard for. You're amongst your teammates who some have become family. You've done all that training and preparation. You walk out in front of the massive crowd that just want you to do so well and have got your back as well. That eighth player we always talk about. It just sends chills down my spine. And I can remember that vividly, just stepping out onto court knowing that so many people want us to succeed and we've done all the work needed to put out that good performance, and then to go out and do your utmost and shoot those goals as a goal attack and make those passes, be on that defensive end and just work as a unit and do my individual thing as well.
Your debut side of England, I'm guessing that would have been a team of stars.
Oh, yeah. So my first team, the likes of Karen Atkinson, Juva Mentor, Sonia McCloma, Amanda Newton. Who else was in that squad? So many names that have come through. Rachel Dunn, I played with at England. Tamsin Greenway played with at England. Jade Clark. So many names that I've had the privilege of taking to the court with and calling teammates, and they're still doing their thing now in more recent years, playing with Serena Guthrie, who's now captaining this England side. It's just such a privilege, and it's just great to know that I've had that opportunity to play with some tremendous athletes and ladies and people I can call friends.
Come game day, the preparation would already have been done, but how much of it is mental as well?
Oh, so much. It's all part of it. You've got mental, physical part of it. They all come together to bring that one. Emotion comes into there as well. So you have to believe that you can win. It's like I always said, I never stepped onto the court thinking we were going to lose a game. If you did that, then you'd already lost. You had to believe that you could outdo your opponent, and just not just your opponent, then the units and then the whole team as one. So you have to have that mental strength, and things will go bad, you will make mistakes, but it's how you dig yourself out of that and the team digs itself out of that to come out the other side.
We're seeing in the Suncorp, Helen, Nat, how important is that work and life balance? Are we seeing that here just yet?
So over in Suncorp, obviously, it's pretty much professional. And we've heard from Leila Guscott saying how she can now fully just concentrate on playing netball. So she's not worrying about being a doctor at this moment. She's not worrying about going to work, going to training, going back to work again, like I remember doing when I was playing. So it's a different mentality and a different focus. But I think you can take benefits from both. So I used to think that for me, I got the best of both worlds. So when I was at netball, I was solely on netball, but then I had the opportunity to kind of free my mind when I was at work and do something different. But then at the same time, I hear about the girls that are full-time athletes and how it means that they can just focus on this one thing. They get the rest they need. They're not traveling miles and miles in their car, getting from one place to the next. And they're getting all the support at their fingertips. So your physio, your S&C, all that kind of, your video analysis, all that's in one package for them at one venue. So it does play a really big part. And I think it's definitely helped the squad members that have been out overseas and got to experience that, like I did when I went to the Mystics.
Scotland and Northern Ireland are taking part in the World Cup as well. How about we look first at Thistles? They're going to have a big advantage given the fact they've been playing together with Sirens.
Yes, definitely. And they've had a season to gel those combinations. Yes, they have had some imports as well, but that I think would only add value to them. And now they're in this phase where they can just bring that Thistle squad together. I think they've come a long way over the years. They might, and I'm sure they're not pleased with where they finished in the league, but it still gives them a boost and momentum to show how far they've grown. They've got some new additions in Emma Barry that's coming at goal shooter. What phenomenal performances we saw from her towards the end, the latter part of the season. So little tidbits like that just boosts them. And I think they've got a good setup. They're looking to improve. Claire Nelson is doing a fab job in terms of off the court for them. So it can only aid them to get better and better, I think.
And you've seen your fair share of Shelley Drin and Caroline as well during the season for Northern Ireland.
Yes, exactly. And Fiona Toner as well, who was at Pulse. So they've got a couple of names there that can do some damage. It's how, obviously, Dan Ryan's head coach for them, how he can bring that group together and make them gel and be solid as one. So they've not got names. If you look at like the international stage and the names that we see are the sitting on that top pedestal, they've not got those names. But if they can make their squad a strong enough squad, then they could get some success too.
But Scotland and Northern Ireland, definitely teams to watch. And the fact that it's in England as well, it's just getting that UK support behind them as well.
Oh, definitely. And it makes it a lot easier for their travelling fans, not having to go too far. So I'm sure there'll be a load that have bought tickets and are ready to come over come July the 12th when it starts and support those two teams. I think for the whole of the UK, that support will just be undoubtedly strong for all our home nation teams.
We've been blessed in the Super League this year as well, having people like Shadeen here, Marika, the list goes on.
Yeah, Jodie Ann Ward, how good was she for start?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so many names that we've had. But then also players that have played in previous seasons, like Sammy Wallace. She's doing phenomenal things down in Sydney. Carla Pistorius, the world's best goal defence at the moment. You mentioned Shamira Sterling. She was at Lightning, wasn't she? Stacey Ann Facey was here this year. She was with Dragons. Lanise Potgieter, she had a stint at Team Bath. So there's so many names that are coming to this World Cup that the English fans would have seen in the VNSL, whether it was this year or a couple of years ago. So I think that, again, brings that added excitement that they can see these players that they've watched week in, week out, if they aren't able to watch the Suncorp now, and see them here at the World Cup.
And it just goes to show that our league is eventually getting stronger.
Yes, definitely. And I think it's, as we mentioned, someone like Pumza Mweni, she started at Stars and then went over down to the Suncorp. There's quite a few players that have developed through our league and then have gone down there. But I see our league just getting stronger and stronger, and we'll get to that tipping point where it then becomes, it's not this league to go over there, it's just this league because this is the best league.
We heard from Hannah a little earlier in the podcast, Sky Sports Netball. How exciting!
How amazing that you've got one channel dedicated to netball. How good's that?
Like 250 hours, you know, something like that.
Yeah, It's phenomenal. Sky have been so, so great, and I'm so privileged and lucky, and I can't wait to be working alongside the rest of the team at the World Cup. But to have a dedicated channel, just Sky Sports Netball, how amazing. So yeah, I'm very excited, and I think it's great that this sport that we love so much and we talk about so much is being able to be put on that stage and be able to be accessible by so many more people.
I just want to ask you one final question. Have you managed to get a snazzy outfit for each individual game?
good question. Tamsin and I have booked a shopping day, so we're going to go out and before and see what we can find. Yeah, 12 days to cover. I don't think I've got it in my wardrobe at the moment. So, no, we're going to definitely do a bit of shopping just to prep myself. And, yeah, and put on a good show, because it's not just about what we're wearing, of course. It's about us presenting that game and showing people and hoping to draw out all those key bits and get those stories from the players and commentate on the fab world-class international play that's going to be on those two courts at the beginning, and then it goes down to one court come playoffs and the semis and the finals. So I'm really excited, and it used to say look good, feel good, play good. So I'm going to try and look good so I feel good and I can commentate well and present well for everybody.
Has there been many people saying, oh, who do you think is going to be in the final?
Oh, so many people.
Well, go on then. Oh, who do you think is going to be in the final?
I think this is going to be a tight one. We definitely know it's not going to be the clear-cut Australia-New Zealand that we've seen in the past. Obviously, the England girls winning the Commonwealth Games, phenomenal. They've thrown a real spanner in the works. And I also think Jamaica are a dark horse. So I think there's a couple of teams there. South Africa, pretty much their whole team is playing in the Suncorp. So they've been getting that experience playing against the world's best week in, week out. So you can't write them off either. Then you've got our England girls that did so well in the Commonwealth last year, and a strong squad prepping to do the same again. They've got that confidence. They've got that belief. It's whether now they can do it again. And then New Zealand, I think also, great new coach with Nolien. She takes no mess in. She's had success with Lightning. And she's got players. She's got Maria Folau, Laura Langman, back into that squad again, Casey Kapoa. So they've got some names that you know can win games. And so, again, we talk about players, but it's also how the squads can do, because no one player will win you this tournament. You need that strong squad.
Pam will be part of the Sky Sports Netball channel online and via channel 121 as they show over 250 hours dedicated to the tournament and show every game live. And we will be there too.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.